Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. At SFO, you can discover award-winning flavors and unique shops all before takeoff. Learn more about what's at SFO at flysfo.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report, and I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Here are your headlines. Voters in the California-Mexico border city of Calexico have voted to recall the city's first out transgender member of the city council by a wide margin. The member, Raul Ureña, who uses all pronouns but prefers she, has become the target of harassment since coming out as trans and says the recall was motivated by transphobia. But recall backers in the largely Latino city say the campaign stemmed from concerns about challenges facing Calexico, like homelessness and a faltering economic situation. An ally of Ureña on the city council was also recalled. Governor Gavin Newsom announced plans to crack down on cities that don't make progress toward reducing homelessness, this on the heels of a scathing audit that found that the state doesn't know where billions in spending is going. KQED's Vanessa Rancagno reports.
Newsom City plans to establish a new team that will oversee how local communities use homelessness funding. He plans to reassign 22 staffers who will work in the state's Housing Accountability Unit. That's the enforcement team created in 2021 to make sure cities are following California's housing laws.
I'm not interested in funding failure any longer. I want to see results. Everybody wants to see results.
He also wants to require that cities and counties plan for housing specifically for people exiting homelessness as part of the state's housing goals. If they fail to do so, they could face lawsuits. He plans to work with legislators to hammer out the details. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Rancagno.
Hi, I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as like the place to be, California. The land of milk and honey. That's where you go to Sunshine State. But we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest, and I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
We turn now to our series, Finding Community in California. Some people make new friends and fight social isolation by learning a new hands-on skill. I found an example of that recently at 1535 Paloma Street on the edge of downtown LA. Now, from the outside, the place is nothing special. An aging industrial building that looks like it might have closed long ago. But step inside, day or night, and you'll find a massive workshop where people, using both power equipment and hand tools, carefully turn raw lumber and salvaged wood into furniture and objects of beauty.
We have pretty much everything that you would find in any major wood shop.
That's Eric Clem, a woodworker and the co-founder of this place called the LA Wood Shop, which in the last couple of years has become a crossroads of Los Angeles's woodworking community.
We kind of serve two purposes. One is that we're a resident space where people can come, they have a space, and they can run their own woodworking businesses out of here. And that happens like 9 to 5 weekdays. But every weeknight and weekend, it turns into a school where we invite anyone from the community to come in and like book classes.
The woodworking school, staffed by Clem and other instructors, teaches everything from beginning woodshop skills, like how to safely use a power saw and sander, to advanced cabinet and table making. Clem says those who take classes here are often people who want relief from tech burnout, spending their days behind keyboards and computer screens and endlessly scrolling the web.
I think just people want to work with their hands. I think it boils down to the fact that there are people that really want to spend their time using their hands.
That's why interior designer and woodworking novice Dana Vaughn signed up for classes here.
Yeah, definitely being able to like not be at a computer is nice. Being able to like see what I can create just in a few hours once a week is really satisfying.
When I meet Vaughn at her work table, she's sizing up a big hunk of old salvaged lumber that she hopes to transform into wooden platters, bowls, and kitchen stools.
I got it for free off Facebook. It's gonna take a lot of work to clean up, but I hopefully will be worth it.
Although Vaughn is taking this class to de-stress and learn a new hobby, others here hope to turn woodworking into a new vocation, like Carrie Ann Canton, who's currently a nutritionist.
Like I would watch on like HGTV, you know? Yeah, that's the closest thing I have come to anything like this. But now I can definitely see like long term, like hope we all get good enough to sell it. You know, that's eventually my goal.
As students work on their projects, Eric Clem and other instructors keep a watchful eye on progress and offer advice.
Where are your drawings? Because I want to figure out what we decided we were going to do to join the sides.
Student Chris Harris is sawing pieces of lumber to make his most ambitious project yet, a bookcase for his home. Having no carpentry experience before signing up for classes here, Harris says woodworking has both taught him the pride of craftsmanship and just how much we, as a society, waste.
We get so accustomed to just being consumers all the time, where we're, you know, something will chip or break or crack and we just throw it out and go to IKEA and get something new, as opposed to being able to put in like the love and the patience and the time that's necessary to really build like something that is your own.
As you say that, you're stroking the wood.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because it really is kind of like your own passion project. I mean, it's like your baby.
Whether they stay for just a few classes or turn woodworking into a lifelong passion, the instructors here hope the people who walk into this wood shop will make room for unplugged, hands-on creativity for the rest of their lives. And that is the California Report for Friday, April 19th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Danny Bringer, Brendan Willard, and Seal Muller. Our producers are Billy Cruz and Keith Mizuguchi. Our senior editor is Angela Corral. Our vice president of news is Ethan Tobin Lindsay. And our chief content officer is Holly Kernan. I'm your host, Saul Gonzalez. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day and weekend.
Support for the California Report comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who are working to ensure that people, communities, and the planet can flourish. Stanford Medicine, comprising its School of Medicine and adult and children's health systems, working together to advance knowledge and improve lives. StanfordMedicine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Hi there, I'm Rund Abdelfattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.